You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA Program. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's hot outside. It's steamy. But it's going to be even hotter inside when you're listening to us on the radio. It is Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. Always a pleasure to have you along for the ride, or vice versa, as you take us wherever you may be in your business day. As we get things started, fellas, what's going on?
What it do? What up?
This and that here and there.
How hot is it at Casa del Blank?
Well, the bedroom is on fire, and it's not it's not because we are reinventing the springs in the mattress. It's because the air conditioning people finally got out this morning.
What?
Yeah.
Reinventing the springs? Sometimes Joel's just like, words.
Yep. I've always done the home warranty thing.
Yeah.
And for the most part, for like quick fixes and things like that, it's fantastic. You pay the service fee, they come out, they take care of all the other stuff, the parts, whatever, and it's done. Guy comes out today, and he finally gets there, and nice guy and everything like that, but he looks at it all and he goes, well, you got one of two options. Your coil shot, so we need to put a new coil in there. But most of the time, when you put the coil in, it's like an engine. You can replace the carburetor, but then it's new and everything else isn't, and it'll make everything else work harder, and then it'll all break down. Sure. So you can either put the whole new system in, or you can put the coils in. I was like, okay, so can you do it right now? And he's like, no, next step would be my manager has to come out and explain to you the two options. Then, because of your home warranty, we have to go through them to see how much they're going to pay and where we have to get the parts because they dictate that. I go, how long is this process going to take? He goes, could take 5 to 7 days.
Oh, hell no.
I was like, you got to be kidding me.
I'd be like, I tell you what, we'll swap houses. If you're going to take that long, you live here, and then I'll live at your house where there's AC.
So manager guy's coming out tonight. And then we'll be able to go from there. But it's not looking like, and by the way, kudos to you, because I thought about this and I was like, you know what? Because we have air in the rest of the house, I have box fans. Yeah. I know you sleep with them.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was like, you know what? I pulled out the box fans. I took one and set it up so that the air from the living room goes into the master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Took the other one on the opposite side of the room and pointed it towards the door so that the air will circulate.
Okay.
And then put the ceiling fan on.
All MacGyver.
On high.
Yeah.
And it was actually quite bearable.
Now, that's good, but did you like the noise that it created too?
I did. She didn't.
Oh, really?
Lisa can't sleep with any noise. So that at night, we had to turn them down a little because she couldn't stand.
It's time to get her some weed.
Or some headphones.
So she can just go.
Or like some headphones.
No, just get her high. Blow smoke in her face. Get her high, and she'll go to sleep.
Like, guys, you don't understand this, right? The amount of passion when she on certain topics, right? So, you know, we all know she's a dog lover. Well, yesterday there was a vote in the House.
Because you're a dog.
For the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Where she wanted the law to be changed where you can no longer tether or chain a dog to, like, a porch or something and leave it outside.
Wait.
Okay.
Why?
Because it's mean. Because most of these people leave them out there all day and all night, and the dogs can't get to where they're shade. And there's a certain length of the chain.
I mean, if they're
everything.
Tied to the porch, they usually get under the porch. They're tied to a tree, they get under the tree.
For whatever reason, she filmed a couple of stories on this.
Yes.
She wanted to make sure it was going well. I like hear something at like 12:45. In the middle of the night. I'm like, what's going on? And I look around. There's no dogs or anything. So I get up and I walk. She's standing at the back door texting. I go, what are you doing? She goes, I just got word 20 minutes ago. I don't think this bill is going to pass. I go, you can't change it now.
No.
You should be sleeping. She goes, no, you don't understand. I've got people at the station working on a follow-up story. I've got to get them the right information. So they I go, Lisa, it's 12:45. You get up in an hour. You just need to sleep. She's like, you know this is my passion, babe. I'm like, yeah, my passion is seeing the inside of my eyelids at 12:45. This should not be happening.
Wow.
So well, and, good for her. And you can't get her to change because she is who she is. But
well, what does this have to do with the weed?
That's your idea.
Yeah.
She ain't doing that.
Why not?
Because, you know, come on. Miss Purity in California.
Do they drug test at KHOU?
I'm sure they do.
Do they?
I don't know.
Why the hell would they care?
I don't know.
I mean, you know, you obviously don't want your anchors getting busted and going to jail.
I don't know that they care about their anchors that much, but I know that, you know, I mean, there's still a company that is owned and operated by a big-time company that owns several stations. So with Tegna, I'm sure they have a policy.
Who's most likely to at Channel 11 to be smoking the Mary Jane?
Wow. Where do you start? Ron Trevino?
You think?
Ron Trevino has been in the market a long time. Still likes to get out and party a little bit.
Okay. I'm trying to pull up their whole news. Where's all the peoples?
I'm guess.
I'm on the website.
That would be a guess.
I don't see where they... Don't they usually have...
Yeah, it should be under like talent or news and then you on air.
Yeah, I don't see any of that.
Almost every station's got it.
Yeah, why don't they have that easier to find? I want to look at all the hot news people.
See what you did there.
He's like, bitch... Don't even start.
Oh, she's hot, but she's pregnant. She's going to be real hot with that bedroom without an air conditioner, too. So that's
true,
fine.
True. Yeah, see, I go to media, photos, none of this. None
I got
to
find it for you.
What the hell is going on?
I know.
I would say probably like, oh, here you go, local news. Nope, that's just the news stories. What a raggedy website KHOU has.
They have a site, they have a page that says Meet the KHOU Team.
Where? Yeah. I'm on KHOU.com. I don't see any
Google
of that.
Google Meet KHOU Team.
No, I want to go to the KHOU website and find it. Is that too much to ask?
Do you want me to read the names of the anchors?
I bet you wouldn't even know. Well, you know the anchors maybe. You wouldn't know the reporters.
I don't know. It might surprise you.
It's true.
Here we go.
You knew Sarah
Meet
Donchie.
The team. Yeah, I knew Sarah Donchie. Lynn Cannon.
Nope.
Mia Gradney.
Nope.
David Paul.
Maybe.
I like that he's playing weed stuff. David Paul, maybe? No way.
David Paul's a really laid-back dude.
Is
soccer
he?
Player. Great okay. guy. But I could see.
Jason possibly. Bristol.
Don't know.
Lisa Hernandez.
No.
Russ Lewis. No. Stephanie Simmons.
Well, Russ Lewis is from Oregon.
Mm-hmm. I still don't see anyone that looks like they would yet. Stephanie Simmons, Brandy Smith. No one knows who these people are.
Brandy Smith.
Really?
Yeah.
She looks like she would call for a manager a lot.
Nope.
She does. She looks like she would be like, can I speak to your
Raheel's
manager
friends
right
with
now?
Brandy. Brandy likes to get out and have fun.
Erica Lopez, Cheryl Mercedes.
I don't know who they are.
Levi Ismael, nope. Ron Trevino. But he's probably doing it because of the sciatica or something like that. Like he's like, oh. Because Ron looks like he's been around a while.
Has been.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to be the
I could see Ron definitely on the
main anchor, and yeah, he's been around.
Ron's definitely doing like CBD oil for an ailment he's got, for sure.
Yeah.
Gerald Treese, I don't even know who that is.
Oh, he's their legal expert. He wears the same golf wind vest no matter when he's on. Yes.
Sherman Chow. I think she mainlines heroin. Matt Musil.
Matt Musil for sure.
No. Matt Musil.
Sure.
No way.
Yep. You think so?
Yeah.
No way.
Him and that.
He's a
and
great
that
dude.
Uncle
guy.
Matty? I don't
What's
think
wrong?
So.
He's not a bad guy. Brett
Matt's
Buffington.
A great dude. Who?
Brett Buffington is definitely a stunt.
Brett Buffington sounds like a made up character out of Anchorman.
It really does. That's a good
like
call.
Brett Buffington and the 4 News sports team. Like, what? Yeah, I don't see any. David Gonzalez, no.
You got them up. You're right though. On their main website, I don't know how you see the headshot.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm gonna go.
They're all gonna get drug tested after this.
I know.
Segment.
I think Jason Miles might.
Well, there's
the
no picture
lettuce.
Up there for Jason Miles.
Yeah, there is.
That's Jason Bristol.
Nope, I'm seeing Jason Miles right there.
I don't
there.
See it. Mine's
Jason Miles.
Miles.
Jason Miles.
He's got. he's got like a shaved part in his head or something in the middle, he definitely gets high. Like,
I think it's just gray.
Is it gray?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was shaved. Well, he definitely gets high. There's no doubt. Boy, there's a lot of people that work there.
Yeah.
A lot
of people.
There
are, yeah. Wow. In different shifts. We go station by station. I mean, if you want to...
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, think about who you think
but
on
we should
at
only
each station.
Keep it to, like, anchors. Not, like, the... There's too many damn reporters.
Okay.
We just got to keep it to the desk.
Dave Ward?
No. Dave,
if he's out of...
Heavy drinker, I'm sure.
I was going to say, if he's out of booze,
not a
maybe.
Weed smoker. I would say definitely a heavy drinker.
But if he's out of booze and the people are having fun, you never know.
See, I think if Dave was out of booze, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this.
Not really.
No?
I think Go ahead.
I think he'd bump a line.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least you know if he gets pulled over.
It's going to be the Joel and Nick show pretty soon. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You just said, no, I won't. And then when I said it, you were like, oh, my God.
Cody Stoops just knocked on the door. He's got a revision to Chapter 12 in the Dave Ward audio.
Yeah, wait a minute. Now,
bumping
you guys,
lines.
You guys think you don't think that there was one point in the history of the city where Barry Warner and Dave Ward were at a party and Barry was like, hey, have you seen my keys? And he was like, what keys? He's like, my car key. Meet me in the bathroom. What? You don't think
he brings
one
up
time.
A very valid point. If Dave Ward was friends with Barry Warner,
come on now,
it's more than possible.
They definitely bumped the line once.
Have you not read the book
of
like Dan Pastorini's book and several other Oiler Facebook?
Dude,
they
Barry
said
Warner?
Barry was like the supplier of like weed, cupcakes, and brownies.
Oh, I know about that part. Yeah, I know about
he
that part.
He brought it all.
What's
he,
the age discrepancy between Barry Warner
not
and
much.
Dave Ward?
I don't
not
think
much.
As much as you think.
Yeah, do you look up Barry Warner? I'll look up Dave Ward, Nick.
Well, like Barry Warner's 72 or 73.
Dave Ward is 80. I could see them at a party.
How old do you think Calvin Murphy
now.
Is?
Black don't
late
crack.
60s, 70s?
Black don't crack. So I'm going to say he looks like he's 45, 50.
Right.
I'd say he's late 60s, early 70s.
71.
Yeah.
I talked to him on the phone today, and he was giving me one of his State of the Murph speeches.
How's he doing?
And he's doing good, but he was just like, Joby, I'm 71 effing years old. If they ain't gonna like it, I'll walk because I know what I'm worth. I know what I'm doing. And I'm like, Murph, I never doubted you. Not for a second.
So I don't feel like that was, I didn't, why am I in trouble?
Oh, I don't
know.
I was
Cody's
just,
in trouble because now he's got to add a revision
like
to the audio book. He's got to add a chapter. Bumping lines.
Bumping lines
Warner
with Barry
was on
Warner.
Time.
Maybe that was a show they did, like Bumping Lines with Dave and Barry. It's like,
Dave,
they were just...
let me tell you how much you look like George Blanda. Who? He does, too. Yeah, I could see that. Barry Warner, I think, could... If there's any kind of like 6 degrees of separation with Barry Warner and anyone in the news, there's a good chance that they've experimented with drugs.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not at least way.
No, I think you're right.
Okay. And what about at Channel 2?
Options are plentiful.
I don't know. We'd have to look all those up. I'm just going to go.
I think you'd have fun with those.
Yeah?
They do action shots and things.
By the way, we still have a couple of minutes, right? Or a minute or so before we go to break. We have to go? All right. I'll do it on the other side.
All right.
But I have a complaint about the news.
Super. I'm not going to be the judge and jury on this one, but I can try and help. All right. Our HRP listener, if you want to join the conversation today, 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. And you can always reach us via Twitter, where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and, of course, at Barry is funny. We are the usual suspects, and this is ESPN 97.5.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Getting it going on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Tuesday. This is the portion of the program when I remind you two gentlemen that we have to come up with a theme for Way Back Wednesday.
Speaking of that, and yes, we do. We never did the movie club, and that's officially dead. Is that dead? Did that last all of two times?
I was down. I made suggestions.
Yeah.
Because you've seen it before.
So I'll make another one.
I think we screwed it
up. I think that might fall on deaf ears, but you can make all the suggestions you want.
I'll just go ahead and declare it officially dead.
Because you two are lazy and y'all didn't want to watch any movies? Like, how hard is it to watch movies and both of you guys just don't want to put any effort for the show? Am I the only one putting work in for this show?
What else you got going on?
You guys are pathetic.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You're the one that puts effort in for this show.
Only me.
You're the one.
Heart and soul.
Are you sure you want to go down this road with
heart
me
and soul
today?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
What, I don't want the smoke today? Are you in a bad mood?
It could be a rough ride.
The synapses or whatever the brain thing is kicking. So you definitely don't want the smoke today, but not because I'm in a bad mood. It's because all cylinders are firing equally.
Oh, yeah?
I'm thinking clearly.
You're thinking like
a young
man.
And I'm thinking you're a lying piece of crap. The heart
not like
and
an old
soul.
Fart like you are.
Yeah, not half the days. Yeah, no, it's all working today. So.
Look, I had a movie suggested. I was willing to watch a new one. You guys don't want to do it. So it's clearly you two that
it's
don't want
to
put the effort.
Not wanting to do it, because I think you picked one that
every
was
time
legit.
I brought it up, you were like giving me these faces and being, you're
you
angry.
Do
and
it's just, I don't have the time in the day to just sit down and watch, but I was going to do it. I actually thought about it, and then I thought about, well, you know what? I'm going to watch this thing this weekend, and I know that, first of all, you already saw it, Nick, but I know Barry didn't see it, and I'm going to come in going, what the hell? I mean, you didn't watch it? We knew what our homework was.
So from now on, we can make a new rule. If anybody has seen the documentary or the movie, then we can't choose that as a
guys,
movie to be reviewed.
It's dead.
It's clearly you two. Who's the one that's trying to keep this segment rolling?
So before we went to break, I teased.
You had questions about news.
Let it go.
Okay.
It's dead.
You don't want the movie review no more. I get it.
Your idea sucked.
I get it.
No, actually, it wasn't my idea. It was a listener's idea. I just wanted us to watch a movie like a family. Is that too much to ask?
I like popcorn.
Last night I was watching the news and eating dinner.
Okay, which station were you watching?
As we often do, 13.
Okay, that was a mistake, but okay.
Why?
Well, it's okay. It's one in the morning, so I don't care.
Yeah, it was between 6 and 6:30 we watched the 13 news, and then at 6:30, shut up, Nick, we watched Wheel of Fortune. That was just a preemptive shut up because he was going to talk trash about me watching Wheel of Fortune because I'm old. Shut up, Nick! So we do Channel 13 from 6 to 6:30 and then Wheel of Fortune and then Astros. That's our nightly thing.
Okay, I'm with you.
So I'm watching. Shut up, Nick!
That's his nightly thing.
He's laughing. I got to watch my stories.
Now, let me ask you a question. What would you rather have?
At least I didn't say that. I'm not that old yet because, you know, I'll be like, I got to watch my program. My stories is on. I got to watch Murder, She Wrote. My stories is on right now. I'm not that old yet.
What would be worse? He's laughing at you or he's taking shots at you and he's killing you. You're in a good spot right now. You're having a good day he's laughing at you.
I mean, he's laughing at me, but I don't think he's killing me.
No, that's what I'm saying. So it's better.
Oh.
I'm not killing him. Not yet. Not yet.
There's time. But he's in a good,
nightly
if
routine,
you've informed
so
Nick you're in a good mood, there's time. He's going to start working
on it. Oh, yeah, of course. What's funny about a nightly routine? Wait till
you have a nightly TV schedule with your wife from 6:30 to what? What is it again?
6 till the afternoon.
Bedtime,
come on.
8 p.m.
Yeah.
It's every night. You never miss.
She does go to bed about 8:30.
Well, my wife's supposed to be too.
Dude, she gets up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we got early risers, Chief.
Wow.
You got one dog now, that reacts to fart noises.
Yeah, I stay up and play video games till 1, 2 in the morning, maybe 3. So
does she hate you for not having to wake up every day?
I think she resents it. She just doesn't tell me.
Do you ever cross paths like she's getting up while you're going to bed after video games?
Oh, yeah.
That has to be awkward.
Boy, it pisses her off.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes her so mad. Or like I'll go to bed at 2:33 in the morning and she wakes up to like get a drink of water or something. And she'll be like, you're just now coming to bed? I'll be like, yeah, but don't worry. Greece is safe. Well, what? I'm a Mistios and I'm an Assassin's Creed and I saved Greece. So don't worry about it. Go just rest your pretty head on the pillow knowing that Greece is safe tonight. She's like, you're an idiot. This is what she told me last night. I swear to God. She goes, sweetie, I think you need to consider maybe going to bed at a reasonable hour. I was like, what? What's the big deal? She goes, I just don't. I mean, you're older now, and I think you need to get some sleep because it's not good for your body, and you're cranky when you stay up all night playing video games. And I was like, I sleep until 11 a.m. She was like, I didn't need to hear that.
Yeah, that's not what they want to hear.
I wake you up at 5:30, and then I go back to bed when you leave. What am I, stupid? I thought you got up with me and stayed up all day. No, I'm not doing that. You are crazy. That's crazy talk.
I've lived that conversation.
So, yes, we have. I mean, dude, we basically get to see each other for 3 to 4 hours a day. I see her. I get home at 5. She gets home at 6. We eat. We watch Wheel of Fortune. The Astros start. We watch that until it's time for her to go Mimi's. She takes a shower and goes to bed. I see my wife 3 to 4 hours a day. So, yes, we have a schedule.
Okay.
And plus, that's what old people do. They schedule their lives.
Look, I can talk mess now because I'm not
old.
I'm not there.
You're gonna get home and Rover's gonna greet you at the door. You'll be like, "Hey, that's a good boy. Let's go watch the Animal Planet." And then you guys are gonna watch whatever comes
on. You and your mom don't kick back and watch a little Wheel?
No.
Family Feud, maybe?
Absolutely.
The Steve Harvey version, of course.
Absolutely.
Y'all do? Is that what y'all do? Family Feud?
No, she loves Family Feud. On one of the channels, they just run it consecutively over and over again. But we do the Wheel of Fortune.
Okay.
Lisa will put that on. But at 7 o'clock, she knows it goes to 674, and I get my Astros.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sure you're going to get an overwhelming amount of support on the text line about Wheel of Fortune. Like an overwhelming amount.
I doubt that very seriously.
Our audience watches Wheel of Fortune.
No, we have a younger audience. This isn't AM sports talk radio. We have a younger audience. So I bet a lot of them are like,
"Oh, you Mike.
That's the dumbest
Paul.
Thing. I'm not going to count.
No.
Okay, he's
L.U. Dillon.
He's dead to this show.
All of them watch Wheel of Fortune.
By the way, OU Mike still texts this show on a daily basis.
Of course he does.
Banned, and he still listens and texts. What a weirdo. Paul definitely
will. L.U. Dillon.
Wheel watcher.
Paul
Wheel
Troy.
Watcher.
Maybe Paul.
Wheel watcher.
Troy.
No, Paul only watches when he's not out, like, hunting stuff.
Well, when his transistor radio runs out of batteries in the garage.
Yeah, or skinning raccoons or whatever Paul does. Troy definitely watches
Wheel watcher.
Troy is 1,000%. No matter where he's at, he'll stop and watch it on his phone. He's like, I can get Wheel on my
Guys,
jitterbug.
Guys, I'm sitting behind the backstop at the Astros game watching Vanna spin letters on Wheel. It's the greatest thing ever.
But they're few and far between. Okay. There's not that many. Anyways, damn it, now we got to go to break.
I didn't even get to what I wanted to talk about.
We'll get to it. By the way, did you see that they did an interview recently with your favorite couple of primetime television?
You are interrupting.
Vanna and Pat.
I'm never going to get this out.
I said next segment, we'll get it in. They had.
It's really not that important.
They said they've had one fight in 36 years.
We have that in 36 minutes.
Right. They had one fight in 36 years, and it's because she had a problem with the fact that he only puts mustard on his hot dog, or he had a problem.
They literally fought about
they
that?
They literally fought about get that, and they wrote here. An article about that. I'm like, get these people's here. Lives
they,
are
you
too
know,
easy.
They're banging behind the scenes. Has to be.
I totally agree.
Has to be. They've sexed it up at least once. I mean, what are the odds that Vanna and Pat haven't had the sex at least once?
I think they definitely
And how have. Many years?
They're sharing if more than a can of hairspray.
Dude, if we're together for that long, you and I are having sex
no,
at least once.
No.
What?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I'm so mad the music was playing when you said that, because I swear it would have been a promo. Swear.
You think I care? Nick, I just said that on the radio to thousands
Not
and
a drop,
thousands
a
of
promo.
People.
What did you say?
Do you think
on
that
rotation.
I care? Do you think I'm scared of you and your promos?
Say it again then.
What did you say?
What? About what?
That would have been a promo?
Oh, him. He said that.
I know, but what were you?
You want me to say it.
I wanted to see
you say it
to be
again.
A promo. Nick would drop the music out in about a second.
Nick's a promo sexual.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Okay, watch out now.
See? Oh, Thank but he you. Gets the drum and Thank I get you. The gong.
Hey, you got to know the difference, Joel.
He's gotten That's the gong, too. Here's
every
the
time
the,
I like
we need a petty
that.
Alert.
Every time catchy.
Here's we need a petty alert alarm is what we need.
It. We do need a petty alert alarm, because every time I make a dad joke, it's on purpose. Yours is just natural.
So?
It's a big difference. I plan dad jokes. They just happen with you.
I use romosexual. You hate it.
Can we get a petty alert?
I give credit for promosexual.
Can we get a petty
we
siren
do need
for
one.
Joel?
For Joel. See?
For both of you.
See? It would be going off right now. See? Petty alert.
Stay tuned for the question about the news and more. We can't wait to bring it to you. It's the first hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the first half hour of the show. We're still getting it going, and having you along for the ride is always a pleasure on The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel, Tuesday. Here in the big city, hopefully everything's good in your world, and you'll join us at some point, chiming in on the show. You want to get to some issue you have with the local news?
Yeah, we're done. We're done making fun of you. It's all good.
Dude, you went off on the Wheel of Fortune thing because you thought Nick was laughing at you.
He was laughing at me.
I was.
Rightfully so.
6:30 to 8 every day.
Rightfully so. I'm watching the news, and they have a live report about a kid that was kidnapped. And then they found her.
Saw it.
And the reporter is basically using his cell phone.
Saw it.
Selfie style.
Yep.
This dude. You saw this?
I was watching. Yep.
Has it gotten that cheap in the news world that they can't afford a camera and a cameraman that they're making these guys use their cell phone? Because it was awful. I wouldn't want to watch
the news.
It was
Blair Witch.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to watch the news as shaky as that was. And it was like, it was weird. It was oddly close. It was just dumb. Like, 13, I know you got money.
So
what does that
go
about?
Go to Granado's wife. Figure out the budget. What the hell's going on?
I don't understand. That was just weird.
Because here's the thing. I've told you guys this. It's gotten to the point where news is getting so cheap and the budgets are getting cut that reporters have to shoot their own stuff. And the first option was you bring the camera, the tripod, you set it up, you try and line it up so that you shoot your own stuff. And then you bring it back to the station and they can chop it up if they need to. But now they kind of got smart and at the same time really put the reporters in a tough predicament. Mm-hmm. They were telling everybody, now that you've got an iPhone or now you've got a high-level Android, you are all reporters of ours. All you've got to do is turn your phone sideways to get the horizontal shot.
Don't be the a-hole that does it vertically.
Right, and you can shoot anything, send it to us, and if we like it, we'll use it on the air. You don't get anything for it, but they'll use it.
Yeah.
So with that, they just decided, you know what? We can take this a step further. Our reporters, I've seen Nuno do it. A lot of people, they're having do that.
13 has used my iPhone. Like when I'd be at the Rockets game, they would literally tweet at me, can we use your video? Multiple TV stations have asked to use my video.
It's the new thing.
When there's so many freaking several thousand dollar cameras in the stadium, they use my iPhone shot of doing a pan.
Yeah, but Barry's right. They're doing it for live TV now.
I get when someone's out and a car bursts into flames and you're driving by it with your phone. I get all that. But a reporter literally holding
Catherine Whaley gets it.
His phone doing a selfie and reporting on that's just cheap and weird to me.
Yeah.
Like that's some basic stuff.
That's the new day coming for news.
That's awful. It was terrible. And
I'm trying to figure out how they link that up to get the live video immediately from the reporter's phone over the air. Like, how are they taking that in and then running it through the system to get it out?
Magic.
Because you're not. Wiring up your phone.
But yeah, it's the same thing. You just have to feed somehow.
It's just feed that you have to allocate. I'm sure there's a million ways to do it.
Yeah. Skype that bothered me.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I'm watching the news and I see this story about the guy that paid off all the tuition for. So Robert F. Smith is a billionaire. Mm-hmm. And he did the commencement speech for Morehouse College. Mm-hmm. And during the speech, he basically said, my family is going to create a grant that eliminates your student loans. And basically every graduating person in this year's class at Morehouse, he's paying their student loans off.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, and it's going to be at least like $40 million out of his pocket to pay. But he's basically started. And I was like, one, I want to be that rich. Mm-hmm. And I would absolutely do something like that. I would love to do something like that. Not just for the publicity necessarily, but the fact that you just gave 400 graduating seniors a huge advantage in their life.
Yep.
by paying off their student loans so that they can go out and get jobs and not start in the negative, mm-hmm. not starting in the red. So props to him. And then I was like, I've never heard of this Robert F. Smith guy. Who is he? So I started looking him up, and his story is fascinating. And
please tell me you got to the good part.
And he's married.
Yes, you did.
To a Playboy playmate
yep.
who is about half of his age, and he's about 9 times uglier than she is. And I mean, immediately you go, he's a billionaire. And that's what billionaires, that's who they marry.
She's pretty good.
She's pretty hot. And so my wife and I were discussing that because I was like, babe, that dude, like, look at his wife, because I looked it up. And she was like, oh, no. She was like, I couldn't do that. Like, I couldn't do these women that marry these millionaires and billionaires, do they tell them, look, I'm just with you for the money? I was like, no, because then that kind of ruins it. She goes, because I would tell them I'm not. She goes, because then they have to have sex with them.
Well, think about it.
Like, I was like, that's the whole point, babe. Like when, that is literally the whole point, is you're going to have sex with me because I'm filthy rich but ugly. And you're going to benefit from it because, look, we all have to, you know, we all do our part. I'm ugly, but I have the money. You're hot, and you have sex with me, and you get the money. So that's how it works. She was like, I could never do that. I'd be like, no, I'm not having sex with you. But I'll be with you for your money.
Anna Nicole Smith was what the guy from Texas, the rich guy that looked like he could barely keep his eyes open.
Yeah, that guy.
But there,
that was real bad.
Yeah, there's.
But at least, I mean, this dude, he's close. They're closer in age than Anna Nicole right. and whatever that old man was. But my wife was like, I couldn't do it. I was like, man, I think you say that now, but we're talking billions. You wouldn't have sex with an. I mean, I know Nick's answer. Would you bang an ugly old chick for her money?
Hold on.
No, you don't even need. Just turn your mic off.
The answer would be no.
You wouldn't bang an ugly old chick for her money.
No.
You wouldn't get you a sugar mama.
A sugar mama that's hot?
Nope.
Like your grandma sugar yesterday.
Sugar mama that's
like
hot the, doesn't need you.
Like the greatest looking grandma
yesterday. She's got a young stud.
No, that's not true.
I said, no offense,
what I am.
But you ain't
I'm a young stud. That's what I am. I'm a young stud.
You're adult. If studs go,
Nick's
you're
gonna
very
remake old. American Gigolo.
I'm young and sexy. I'm a young stud. Oh, I don't need to bang no 80-year-old woman.
Are you drunk right now?
Possibly. Young
think about the sexy? Difference, though. The difference is...
Do you go in bathrooms that have mirrors? Young and sexy?
The difference is the women, they probably luck out. Because one, dude could take all the meds in the world and probably ain't going to hang in there that long.
That's true.
Yeah, you could just give him some ibuprofen
and
he'll pass out.
We got to kind of be stimulated to get to going. And if you got the something about Mary's mom looking at you, you're like, what about that?
I mean,
that
you guys are already going to sleep by 8:30 anyway.
No.
So, I don't know how long.
I just said I stay up till 4 in the morning playing video games.
Yeah, he plays video games, and I at least watch sports.
I'm a badass.
I didn't hear that part.
I'm a badass.
And he saves Grease.
Yeah. Who did you save Grease last night?
Nope.
I didn't think so, pal.
Sure he did.
Who's the real hero?
He cut back on the Vaseline.
Who's the real hero on this show? I totally, well, I say
dude,
that.
Dude, you have to be somewhat attracted to go get that.
You think that these chicks are attracted to these hot billionaire, millionaire men. There is no way on earth that they're attracted.
No, for a chick, it's a lot easier. But for
is
one
it,
of...
Look, I don't want to be gross. If you have kids in the car, you probably need to take this warning and change the channel or... Shoo them out of, just throw them out of the car. Not, I mean, pull over, but 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. At the sake of being disgusting, there's a big difference in having someone inside of you and being inside of someone.
Oh, God.
I mean, seriously, as a chick, it's a whole different ballgame. I would not want to have to do that. That's disgusting. Then they're all fat and sweaty on top of you.
How do you know that? They could be the old guy that can't even barely perform.
It's a lot different for women than it is men. Like, all I would have to do is in my mind, because men are visual, I would just be like, hey, girl, stack some of them hundreds on top of the headboard. And then I would just look at those hundreds and I'd be like, I can do this.
You would be sexually aroused
by money.
Money.
If I'm doing it for that reason, that would be my. That would be it. Now, I'm truth being told, I'm kind of picky when it comes to females.
With not just females, but go ahead.
I don't know if I could bring myself to do it. But if I did, that would be my motivation.
If you're staring a life-size prune in the face, you're going to be like,
don't know.
God, that's hot. I'm going to nail that for money. No way.
I mean, if I made that decision, yeah.
Nick, you?
Good luck with this. No.
There's no way.
Would you bang an ugly old lady for her money?
No.
Really?
An older, hotter lady?
Nope. An old, ugly lady, would you bang her for your money? For her money? Really?
No.
Okay. So no one on this show would do that?
Mm-mm. I wouldn't.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You would. Just stack hundos on the bed. On the
I thought
headboard.
You were the picky one, though.
I am. That's what I'm saying. I don't.
Clearly
think,
you're
I,
not.
I talk a good game, but I think if I actually like had to do it with her, I'd be like, you know what?
I mean, just think about dollars. The mother and something I about totally Mary in a billion, French maid.
Not a million, a billion.
If I knew I was getting a billion dollars,
is $1,000,000,000.
I would bang throw mama from the train for $1,000,000,000 easily. No questions asked. I would enjoy it. I'd do it twice that night.
Twice?
That night.
How'd easily. You get through the first round?
Doesn't matter. $1,000,000,000? And look, she's female. I mean, sure.
And technically,
she probably
that's a
accidentally
gift.
Laid
that, that,
on her
is that
boobs,
tax-free?
But whatever.
Is that tax-free because it's a gift?
No, it's not tax-free. Who cares? I will pay taxes on the billion. That's a sex tax. I'll pay it. I don't care. $1,000,000,000. You wouldn't sleep with throw mama from the train for $1,000,000,000.
Define sleep. You just got to get it done.
Oh, my God. Do I need to define what having sex is?
This
is the perfect transition
$1,000,000,000
Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you, Nick, you're saying no to $1,000,000,000.
I believe my wife would forgive me for that.
You're a liar. You are a liar.
Like, she's 80.
I was about to say
something. Now you're making it even worse.
I was about to say something that totally... I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I'm going
to
stop.
I got to censor myself. He's got a read to do.
Yeah.
Joe, tell us about Twin Peaks.
We should, because you know what? If you're looking for a great location to go watch some sporting event, or you want to get the guys together, maybe do a little fantasy football pre-draft screening, or get together the guys for the family, for that matter, and you want great food, great beverages, plenty of TVs in a clean environment, it's got to be Twin Peaks. Six locations across the Houston area with the NBA playoffs going on, Stanley Cup playoffs going on, maybe the soccer championships are something you're interested in. There's always something sporty on TV. Plenty of TVs to carry multiple events at the same time. And the menu is out of this world. The new smoked meats menu is fantastic. The smoker selects in-house smoked meats. They do it daily for you, so you can come on in and get some of those spicy Thai ribs, maybe that pulled pork sandwich. They're great. And I'll tell you this, the one thing that I do guarantee you too is when you get to the bar, you're going to see a temperature thermostat reading. It's going to say 29 degrees. All their draft beers, ice cold, waiting for you when you walk in and throughout your experience while you're watching sports at Twin Peaks. Check them out. And, of course, the Twin Peaks girls are always going to be there with top-notch customer service to make sure that they take care of you and you're happy while you're at the one of the six locations across the city. Check out Twin Peaks. It's eats, it's drinks, it's scenic views, and it's everything you need to watch sports anytime you're looking to get out of the house. Check them out. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go! Rolling through hour number one of the show, having some fun on a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel. Nick has hit up the vending machine, so he is thoroughly full of nutrition. You got your steady dose of high nutritional
barbecue Lays.
Oh, okay. Got some barbecue Lays.
Yeah.
That's why you needed the change? Is it not taking dollars?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm screwed now?
It wouldn't take my dollar. You know how it is. It's picky. Sometimes it'll
those machines are finicky. And then you make them more finicky because you
who, me?
Yeah. You punch the machine and
it was about to kick it this morning.
See?
Violence. Yeah, I was, because I thought I was going to keep my dime. Chase Whitaker said, Barry, you're starting to sound like Josh Ennis. Here's an idea. Stop dumbing it down. It's not funny nor remotely entertaining to listen to. Chase, I don't care what you think. Change the channel, bud. if you don't like it, change the channel. I think the ratings books would say differently. But if okay, it's not for you. Plenty of people like what we do. Plenty of people don't like what we do. No hard feelings, bud. Just change the channel because I honestly don't care what you think. It's okay. We're not for everybody. Or I'm not for everybody, I should say.
Was that a text?
That was a tweet to you and me.
Oh, I'm on it.
Somebody said, Ricky from Deer Park said, I'm 34 and watch The Wheel every night. Ha! You can suck it.
And you're a weirdo.
No. And he's like, nothing wrong with watching it, Barry. That's from a 34-year-old. Someone younger than you, Nick, that watches The Wheel. So you can suck it. Hey, Barry, we got our kids watching Wheel of Fortune. Sometimes they watch it even if we don't.
That's how we got to like it, by the way. My mom would have it on.
Coming in hot.
We just started watching it.
Oh, my mom would have it on, and she was like a game show-aholic for all of the, you know, quiz questions and stuff. And we just got hooked on it, too, because we knew we weren't going to get what we wanted on TV.
Yeah. Somebody said they really want Petty Alert to be a thing. That killed them, apparently. They just put dead. So, Petty Alert will be a thing. Stay off 610 East. Overturned 18-wheeler. It's horrible. So I'm guessing traffic is really bad.
In short, tip of the day, stay off 610.
610 East. Yeah, see what you did there.
Okay.
Let's see what you did there.
Yeah, just a little friendly reminder.
Yeah.
So that we got that going for us, which is nice.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You first. I feel like I've monopolized most of the first hour with my stupid stories and stuff.
Stop it, Josh. Okay. We're fine.
You son of a bitch.
Did you watch the Astros last night? Just call me Josh.
I'm still here.
Good point. And you're svelte. You watched the Astros last night?
I did watch the game. I certainly did.
Another impressive outing by the Peacock.
Are you done bashing Tyler White now?
No, but I thought about it.
Me too.
I was like, oh my God, the minute it happened. I was like, we just talked about
also,
this.
Also, Tony Kemp at second base.
What that one the play he made that he didn't the guy was like lightning fast out of the box.
Yeah.
But the play he made at second base, I was like, damn, didn't see that coming either. That was a hell of a play.
So listen to your boy from now on. I never need to see Gurriel at second base again. I'm actually okay with a weaker bat in the lineup.
I've never questioned your not baseball knowledge.
I'm much better with Kemp in the lineup.
Your opinions?
I'm better with Kemp in the lineup, even if it means his bat. Because, look, you put Kemp at the bottom of the order. By the way, very surprised to see Reddick leading off.
Yeah.
That was a shock to me. But, I mean, you can put Kemp towards the bottom of the order. That gives you a guy who potentially gets on base now and then, steals a bag, gets in scoring position for the top of that lineup. Not a terrible thing. A.J. Hinch has done that. Mm-hmm. That's why Reddick, for a long time, was batting ninth as hot as he was. Because it gave you somebody or close to the bottom. Who
right.
Was, it was, now, what, it wasn't okay, Reddick. So who was batting ninth? Yeah, I think he batted ninth a couple times.
What are you expecting from Tony Kemp offensively, though? Because we know last year, and you mentioned this yesterday, it was like more of a breakout when we always say that, you know, some guys sometimes just have a huge spike, but they normally come back down to what their career averages are.
Right.
But for the most part, he had a hell of a year last year, and he was like that second leadoff man you met at the bottom of the lineup.
Yeah.
But this year, hitting around 220.
It's
got to be higher than that,
right? I think what we saw last year was probably what his maximum capabilities are.
Okay. But his average would be?
Well, last year he hit 263. I think he's probably a 250 hitter.
I would agree with that.
That's what he is. His on base was 350. I think that's about right. I mean, you're not looking for this guy to slug. What you need from him is get on base, steal some bags, play solid defense, and be a good role player on this team. When guys are hurt, it's a guy that's not going to kill you in the lineup. He's not Chris Carter, who's going to go out there and strike out a million times. I mean, he's going to make contact. He can move a runner over. He can bunt. He can steal a bag. He can be a defensive replacement. He brings a lot of value. Chris Carter was home run or you got jack out of him. Nothing.
No, you're right.
At least Tony Kemp has value in other things that he does, like his defense as a replacement. I don't want him being the full-time second baseman.
That's why it's more acceptable. That's why it's more acceptable.
Exactly.
And the fact that you have more than one option, because we talked about this yesterday. When you have a Diaz and you have a Tony Kemp, and they're both capable of playing multiple positions, the guys on the team appreciate that. And that counts as much in some people's minds as hitting the ball at a hot clip of 265 or above.
Yeah.
And because AJ has two of those options. Plus, you got to give Luno all the credit in the world. Hey, everybody loves Marwin, but for the money, he went out and had his guy pinpointed. He got him, and Diaz has been everything and more at a much cheaper price. And I think that it goes a long way in the clubhouse. Those guys accept the fact that, hey, We know all the dirty work that you do.
Yeah.
So if you're not hitting 300, who cares?
Listen, I mean, when you think about it, Tony Kemp at second base is the backup for the backup. Once Aledmys Diaz is healthy again, he'll be at second base.
Which could be as soon
as
tonight.
So you're talking about your third string second baseman was out there. He didn't kill you. He didn't hurt you. You won the game 3-0.
Your fifth outfielder.
Yeah. Right? Maybe your sixth outfielder because... Let's be real. I mean, there's probably some other options that they would run out there in left field because that's really all he's going to play is left.
Right.
But, I mean, you've got, you know, he's basically Tony Kemp is your backup utility guy. That's what he is.
So we covered all of the good because we've covered those two guys. Let's get back to Tyler White. I want you to justify
back,
him for me.
Baby. What? Justify what?
Just the. In the lineup
why
consistently and what he's doing.
Because you're not going to have, you can't have 9 all-stars in the lineup. And it again, I had somebody bashing me last night for not wanting to bring up
keep him
Alvarez.
On the roster, but
I don't
why does he keep throwing him out there?
Well, who else are you going to run out there? It's pretty
thin. Now with injuries,
you're
going to
run Max
Gassi
at DH?
You might
no.
have...
No.
Normally,
you're not.
Don't you got
do
me
that.
Thinking about it now because I just, even with one home run, I'm like, look,
no.
And then Blummer pulls out the great White. Yeah. Great as in great. He finally did something. Jeez.
Yeah.
Killing me.
Listen, if that's the worst, it could be a lot worse. Trust
I wrote that exact article.
Did you?
For Sports
Did you give me credit?
I just said we had been talking about it.
Okay.
And I said, the bottom line is. If as an Astros fan,
that was a petty alert on my part.
Yeah, but as an Astros fan, if that's all you got to bitch about,
really,
life is good.
It's really if we're sitting here bitching about the backup to the backup, and a guy that's just couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag right now, we're all right.
Okay. Before we, and I'm going to go to the break, but just real quick. But with Tyler White, you would rather keep him on the roster as a crap player, than let him go, even if he's out of options, and let someone else have that crap.
Yes, because you could throw as a throw in on a trade with a guy who has big league experience. He has a little bit of value left.
Okay.
So let's a just little keep, bit of value left.
Let's get healthy in a hurry and just keep him on the roster. But let's
not a lot.
Stop throwing him out there.
I wouldn't just, if he's out of options, which I still haven't looked that up.
Yeah, we got to.
But if he's out of options and if you send him down, he's outright released or whatever.
I'm out of options trying to figure out what the hell's going on with him.
But. There are other guys in the minors I would replace him with, but not Alvarez like everyone is clamoring for. I could see Straw up here or something else. Tucker, I'd be fine with those.
Okay. All right, so an hour in the books and rolling through. Still got two on the clock, so plenty of time for you to join us. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Hour number two next, ESPN 97.5.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.